Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Joined once again, as we are every Thursday, by cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah. And Nnamdi, obviously a disappointing loss last week, but you got to bounce back. I was talking to Shady in the locker room today, and he was saying just how important it is to keep believing and keep going into every week believing that you guys can get the job done.
It's very important because obviously the belief from the outside of the building is going down and down, you know, has been going down lately, especially with the losses. And so it's that much more important for us to keep that belief within the building and amongst ourselves as players and knowing that it can turn around. You've seen it historically turn around for teams, and just that just got hot at the right time, you know, and that time, obviously now for us, we need to get hot.
And you were talking last week after the game, just you need that one and how things can change once you get that good feeling of a victory and a tough matchup with the Redskins this week. When's the last time you played an offense that had this much misdirection stuff?
I've played against Shanahan for years, so he's always been this type of offensive mind where it's just so creative and it's stuff that you probably won't see the rest of the year from any other team. Played against him when he had Jake Plummer. So played him when he had him, and there was a lot of misdirection, all that type of stuff, boots and throwbacks, all that stuff. But he's never had a player like Robert Griffith, RG3.
Right.
So how
much
different.
does a quarterback like that, who can run and break the pocket at any moment, how much does that weigh on you as a cornerback where if you're following your receiver and you have your head turned, you also, in the back of your mind, have to be aware that, you know, he could be coming 20 yards down the field already?
Yeah, we've been practicing a lot of that because teams can, you know, playing against someone like Vic
right.
in the past, you know that if you got your guy and you think it's a pass and you're out covering, next thing you know, if you turn around, the quarterback could be right there running right by you, you know. So that's something that we've been working on throughout the week is just making sure that we get our head back around and make sure he hasn't taken off for yards.
As far as your role, we saw a little bit of a new wrinkle last week. I think two times you were used as a blitzer. How did that feel?
It was great. It didn't work. We tried to go through the A-gap, which is where the big boys are, which usually opens up for guys. They would never think that it's going to happen. So I was all for it. And then did some matching up things with Jason Witten. So, you know, it was kind of a little new for this year, but it was something that we did last year a lot. So
should be an interesting chess match with stuff you guys are doing on defense and all the stuff they do on offense this week. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, let's move on to this week's Bird on a Wire now.
We didn't hold up our end of the bargain last year. We said we were going to win, and then we'd come back here, and then we'd do the big prize. So can I have one more week for that?
Yeah, please? Sure.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
So this week, and then we'll go in next week and do the big
All right.
the big deal.
This is a big Nick Foles week. That's what everybody's talking about. Seems like the rookie's going to make his first start.
Yeah.
Now, we've already established that Michael Vick is our Omar. Mm-hmm. And so that sort of makes it an easy transition into Nick Foles. Who's he going to be?
This guy is probably my favorite character in the later parts of the Wire
sure.
seasons, you know, from I guess it was 4 and 5. This guy was definitely my favorite character. So Nick Foles is going to match up with Michael, the kid, young Mike, who ended up kind of taking over. You know, it was when it was his time, he stepped into the ranks and he did his thing.
It seems like at the end of this series, he's set up to sort of be the next Omar. And so that's where we get the connection with Vic.
And he always had potential. You could always see it from the first moment that Mike, when they did the season, when the kids came in and they were doing the school stuff, you always saw that Michael was a little different from everyone else. From the other kids, the kids were knuckleheads, but Michael always had like some smarts to him. So there was always potential that he was gonna, at some point, you know, take that stand.
And that works, I think, with Foles. And you look at some little minor things, maybe. Foles transferred in college, went from Michigan State to Arizona to get himself more playing time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Michael sort of transfers from school to the streets, looking to get himself more time or money, whatever he thinks is best, but there's a little bit there. And as you said, he's a good big brother. He's very protective of his brother and his friends.
That's true.
I think Foles has been talked about as a rookie, a pretty good leader of those guys.
That's true. And the other kids that were around Michael, they always looked up to him. You know, you knew that he was kind of the captain of that group.
Right.
And everything goes by Michael and through Michael. You remember when he kind of fought with Naaman? It was like, everybody was like, whoa. Like, it wasn't a surprise, but you were like, Michael stepping up. Like,
right.
this is his show. And so, same thing with Foles. Comes in with all the rookies, but all these rookies see him as, you know, a leader and as the, you know, the captain, basically, of the rookies. So.
And unlike the first-round picks like Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin, who we're going to see this week, Nick Foles, as a third-round pick, sort of has to work his way up, mm-hmm. as Michael does.
Mm-hmm. You know,
he's
yep.
not gifted anything, so
yep. I think
we'll
this
use
was,
that as well.
This is one of our, I think this is one of our best ones just because it ties so closely, and I know we were just thinking about it, and we kind of came up with it on the spot, but there are a lot of similarities with this one. Skin color, height, you know, and all that stuff.
All right. as for Foles on the field, what's it like for you defensively to watch a rookie go out there and run the offense?
Feels great, you know, seeing him mature the way that he's matured and grow like he has. I mean, came into training camp and kind of didn't really even notice Nick at all. You're kind of just focused on the first team. Everybody's focused on what they're doing. And then we get into the preseason games and you start to see him playing better and better. Now, he hasn't played in a while.
Right.
But still came in last week and, you know, held his own. A couple mistakes, but it was his first time playing in a couple months. I think having a week of practice. Listen, everybody's optimistic.
Right.
We have faith and we're believing that this thing can turn around. And he's a quarterback this week, so we're putting all our faith behind him.
All right, let's move on to this week's trivia question. Last week was a
Goodfellas
trivia question.
We switched it up. Why did we switch it up?
You just wanted to. That was all you.
Goodfellas, great film.
All right.
Did
so,
somebody get it?
Yep, they did.
Okay.
They did. We're going to go this week. We're going to go with a Namdi Wire tie-in here.
Okay. You give it.
Namdi has done his They'll fair share of TV appearances. I think they will get it.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
So you've appeared on TV in one specific scene in particular in which you act alongside an actor who also plays a character on The Wire. So I want to know which Wire character has appeared in a scene with you on a different TV show. Hashtag Bird on a Wire at Eagles Insider, and we will send you out your prize, first person to get it. Thanks again to Namdi for joining us this week. We'll see you next week, hopefully, after a victory.
Let's get a victory.
All right, we've got more on the other side here on Eagles Nightly.